The first thing this team decided to do was to start Curly's plane in hope of a clue. Curly's plane wasn't his, it was only on loan. When they turned the key on, they heard a low Once back at the castle while patiently waiting, they heard a new sound from the clock they were facing. They'd been watching the clock on the wall just to see how long it would be till the king would be free. This very same clock on the code page they'd seen, they all asked aloud, "What does the clock mean?" "Oh, listen," said Curly, "though you'll think I'm a nut. I can hear that clock sound, and its sound is a t." "Oh," said Tina, with a look of surprise, "who would have thought we'd be getting so wise?" "But look here," said Curly, "there's even more news. That's another new sound from this page of our clues." That sound was within us, but we didn't know. A look of surprise goes with the sound, oh. The next sound we make should be easy to do. Let's pick up that stick and break it in two. The sounds are so easy, we're having good luck. When Neil snapped the stick, they could all hear a k. To the king when he came, they told what they'd found, how each of the pictures had made its own sound. Each sound they discovered and finally heard could be put with some others to make a whole word. For example, they said, you can take only three, the t and the r and the e, and get tree. Or turn some around, a new word to hear, a t and an e and an r would be tear. The king was quite pleased as they told their successes. King I said, you think, where I've only made guesses.